the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo, topping our report this hour. Following closed-door huddles among House and Senate Democrats Tuesday, party leaders have renewed their support of President Joe Biden. When questioned by reporters about Biden's candidacy, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer responded with the same refrain each time. As I've said before, I'm with Joe. During a press briefing, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre recounted a call the president had Monday night with several members of the Congressional Black Caucus, where Biden had reiterated his decision to stay in the race.
He spoke very, very, I think, forcefully, passionately about where he stands, about how he sees things moving forward.
But this story is moving fast. There's growing concern that Biden remaining in the race means the election will center around Biden's age instead of Trump, according to the person who was granted anonymity by the Associated Press to discuss the private meeting. But the person also told AP that Democrats worry Biden can't be replaced because he's so dug in. A senator has since come out saying that Biden should step aside, and Axios is reporting that Chuck Schumer is open to a Democratic ticket that does not include Joe Biden. An 8-year-old boy died after being struck along by a busy Morris County road Tuesday afternoon. Morris County Prosecutor Robert Carroll said the boy was along Littleton Road in Parsippany Troy Hills around 5:30 p.m. and was struck by a Mazda SUV. First responders were unable to revive the boy, who was pronounced dead at the scene. The boy was believed to be riding a bicycle, according to Carroll. The driver remained at the scene and is cooperating with investigators, according to the prosecutor. The identities of the boy and the driver were not disclosed. And one person is dead and a second injured following a shooting earlier Wednesday morning in Red Bank. Monmouth County Prosecutor Raymond Santiago says shots were fired at a house on the 100 block of River Street. The name of the victim, a motive for the shooting, or a description of the suspect were not disclosed. Red Bank police say they did not believe there was a threat to the public. 9 shell casing markers were on the sidewalk, according to a report by Red Bank Green. Download our free app to take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. And will this heat tamper down? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather, partly to mostly cloudy tonight, warm and sticky with a couple of showers around even a thunderstorm, especially during the overnight hours. Low temperatures will be in the mid-70s. Still hot tomorrow, but not quite as humid with intervals of clouds and sun. High temperature right around 90 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy, warm and muggy tomorrow night with a stray shower or thunderstorm late, low 70 to 75. And mostly cloudy on Friday, a humid day with some showers, even a heavy thunderstorm, high Friday 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
We got 80 degrees in Jersey City, 81 degrees in Woodbridge, 79 degrees Pemberton. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.